The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. We are God's cultivated land and God's building. As God's crop, we need to grow. This is Pastor Oscar Smith. We've been doing a series called Freedom's Complications. Our freedom is a tremendous possibility for our God. And you and I working together, when we cooperate with God, we're aligning our wills with His, making His wisdom our own. And in the end, the victory becomes a joint victory. We use as a foundation scripture 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 13 through 14. Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything with love. That's what we're encouraging everyone to do. We also have the Holy Spirit as the living water to water us. Now we need to grow as God's farm and be built up as God's building. And God's building is called love. Certainly, the period prior to Christ's return will be both difficult and perilous. Scripture warns that God's voice will shake all things, things in the heavens and things on the earth. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken and then removed. We find this in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 26 through 27. Yet, there is more on the calendar of God than increasing judgments and the rapture. That's all that's what I get asked. What about the rapture? Is this the last day? Are we on the end times? And God's got a lot more on His calendar than that. Between now and the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want to say the second coming of Christ, because we've been told there'll be imitation Christ popping up. But I want to say between now and the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there will also be a significant, though still partial, reestablishing of God's kingdom in this earth. So we're not done yet. And we find that in Daniel's chapter 2, verse 44. We also find it in Matthew 24, 14, and Matthew 13. A spiritually mature people will serve as the vanguard of His return. A spiritually mature people. That's who we are. We are a spiritually mature people. Before the Lord is glorified in the earth, He shall be glorified in the church. Can the church say amen today? That's found in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3, and is also found in Ephesians 5, verse 27. Indeed, the attainment of Christ-like maturity in us, those who pursue the Lord, shall not be a mere sidebar on the list of end-time events. It will be a significant fulfillment, our Christ-like maturity.